Stillman and Company is delivered by TriStar Moving, ESPN 102.5 The Game. First day of Titans practice in the books. And it started off rather odd. First off, there were no fans there. So no fans at camp. And then, not only were there no fans, but then, as soon as I got there, everybody was lined up by these biker fences. And I'm like, why is everybody lined up by the biker fence? And it was, oh, the GM's going to make a comment. I'm like, oh, well, John Robinson's going to talk? You know, John Robinson. I love John Robinson, but John Robinson doesn't normally talk unless there's like a reason to talk. So like when he traded Dorial Green Beckham the second day of camp or right after the first preseason game in 2016 and met with the media to discuss that, like that was a John Robinson. They haven't made any signings or anything crazy. So John Robinson got up and talked today about how the NFL has changed the policy on masking. And now if players are not vaccinated, they have to wear a mask when they stretch on the field. So now if you're a player in the NFL and you're not vaccinated, you can't go into the meeting room with the other players. You can't eat in the cafeteria with the other players. You have to wear a mask when you stretch. You have to wear a mask and socially distance inside the building. And you have to wear a, in the Titans case, a red wristband, like a, you know, like a Livestrong bracelet. You have to wear a red bracelet that basically says you're not vaccinated. So the NFL is essentially scarlet lettering you if you choose not to get the vaccine. We'll more on that in a second. But the NFL, over the last 3 weeks, I feel personally like they've basically gone out of their way to make your life hell if you don't get the vaccine. Like, if you're going to play in this league and you're not going to get the vaccine, we're going to make it so miserable for you that you better really truly believe in not getting this vaccine. Because I think there are a lot of players that are like, oh, fine, I'll just get it. And that's what happened to Ryan Tannehill. So today, Robinson talks and, you know, doesn't say much other than the fact that they're 90% vaccinated. And then there's Tannehill with a mask on stretching. And I'm thinking, oh, maybe Tannehill didn't get his vaccine. And as Robinson pointed out in his press conference today, he said that guys that have the mask on can be guys who are in the vaccination protocol where you've gotten it, but now you have to wait 2 weeks and then get your second one and then wait 2 weeks and then you're fully vaccinated. And that's, in fact, what Tannehill is. So Tannehill today met with the media first time at training camp, and he explained about the high numbers that the Titans have and the process that he is in. Here's what Tannehill said.
John Robinson told us before practice today that it was 90% vaccination rate for the team. Your thoughts on that number, and then noticed you were wearing a mask and stretch also. Have you made a decision, you know, one way or another on the vaccine yourself?
Yeah, it's a high number. You know, you look around and almost everybody's either been vaccinated or in process. I'm currently in process right now, so that's where it's at. But yeah, I think the NFL has kind of made it clear what they want to happen. And if you don't fall in line, they're kind of trying to make your life kind of miserable with all the protocols. So I think you're seeing the trend is that most guys are getting vaccinated.
So Ryan Tannehill's telling you, you know, the league said, hey, if you don't get the vaccine, we're going to make your life miserable. So do it. And Tannehill was asked if the NFL rules that have been put in place, things like forfeits, things like not being around your teammates, things like not seeing other people, those issues, you know, did they influence his decision to get the shot? Here's what Tannehill said.
That's all restrictions over vaccinations, you know, making guys miserable. Do you think that's influencing guys' decisions to go ahead and do it? Did it influence yours?
Oh, no doubt. I wouldn't have gotten the vaccine if without the protocols that they're enforcing on us. I think it's a personal decision for everyone. Everyone has to make the best decision for them and their families. That's kind of our mindset in this building. But they're trying to force your hand, and they ultimately have forced a lot of hands by the protocols, which is, you know, everyone has their own opinions on. So it is what it is. You know, I love this game. I love this team. I want to be able to compete and do the things that, you know, I think are important to build chemistry and win football games. So ultimately that forced my hand into getting the vaccine.
So Tannehill's telling you the NFL forced me to get the vaccine. So what about all the discussions, all the doctors, all the coaches, all the people that have spoken about the you know, efficiency of the vaccine, how safe the vaccine is, all those conversations? Did those conversations maybe change Tannehill's mind to make him feel as if he would be safe getting the vaccine or whatever his vaccination issues were? Here's what Tannehill said.
Was your mind put at ease amid any of these conversations?
I'm not really. No, like I said, you know, I wouldn't have gotten the vaccine if not for really intensive protocols and, you know, not being able to gather with teammates and, you know, separate locker room, separate meeting room, separate cafeteria, all those type of things where you're losing, you know, the team chemistry, the team bond, which I think is so important. So I think that probably had a lot to do with guys ultimately getting vaccinated.
If I'm the NFL and I hear Ryan Tannehill's comments, I am high-fiving the guy next to me. That's exactly why we made the rules as strict as we made them. They are basically shaming players into getting the vaccine. They can't force them because it's a collectively bargained sport. They're forcing all of the team employees. You want to be a strength coach in the NFL? You better get the vaccine. You want to be a coach? You better get the vaccine. You want to be in the PR department? You better get the vaccine. You want to cover the team? You better get the vaccine. They can't make the players because it's a collectively bargained sport. So they're making it as difficult as possible for these players to live if they don't get the shot. And I'm sure there are a lot of people out there that don't like it, that think that it is draconian of the NFL, that it is a tyranny in order to tell these players you have to get the vaccine, or at least the way the NFL is doing it, which is you don't have to get the vaccine, but here's what your life's like if you don't. And let me say this. Let me be the first one to say good for the NFL. Good for them. And it's clearly working. And if you own a business and you believe in the vaccine, and a lot of people do, if you own a business or you're a corporation or you're, I think maybe you should take the same approach the NFL has taken, which is you don't have to get the vaccine. But, and once people start hearing that but, maybe they'll get them. I don't believe in mandating the vaccine for people to get it and saying that you as an American citizen have to get this vaccine. I don't believe in that because I do believe in the freedom of the United States. But I don't think you should be flying on an airplane with me. I don't think you have a right to do that if you don't get that shot. I told you, Caroline, if I was king of sports, so this unapologetic, zero questions asked dictator of sports. I control college sports. I control the NFL. I control MLB. I control the NHL, the NBA. I control it all. I would say I would offer an edict. And again, I'm king, so I get to do what I want. I'd offer an edict to every owner that anybody who walks into that building has to be vaccinated. So if you want to come to a Titans game this year, I'm king of sports. You have to get vaccinated. Well, but Jared, that's not fair because, nope, those are the rules. And people aren't going to like them. Just like Ryan Tannehill doesn't like these rules. People aren't going to like them. But it's going to force people to get vaccinated. And I've thought about this, and I've thought about this, and I felt to myself like, you know, you can't tell people you have to get the vaccine. But you can kind of push them. And I think that's what has to happen with people that aren't willing to get it is they got to be pushed a little. And Tannehill just admitted to all of us that, hey, you push me too much, then fine, I'll get the shot. And I think that's where we're headed. I think there are a lot of politicians who are afraid of mandating it for federal employees or city employees. Or I'll tell you this right now, and I don't know who's in charge of the teachers. I'm guessing the mayor maybe. If I'm the mayor of Nashville, every Metro public teacher has to get the shot. Has to. That's it. And I know people aren't going to like it. They're not going to like it. They're going to get mad. I get it. But the NFL is basically saying, yeah, we don't care. We don't care. These are the rules. So we've decided. And as I've said about the NFL time and time again, I think that if you are a believer that the NFL should tell players that they can't kneel or that they should stand during the national anthem, or that they shouldn't go to the locker room during the national anthem, if you think that the NFL should be allowed to tell players that no kneeling, because they're a private business, they can do what they want, then the NFL can tell the players, hey, these are the rules if you don't get vaccinated. And they're pushing the players, and it's working. So I heard Tannehill's comments today, and I thought about him, and I feel kind of sympathetic, right? Like, Ryan Tannehill doesn't want to get the shot. I mean, you heard Joe Rexroad ask, hey, did all these conversations, did they change your approach to all of this? No. No. But he got it anyways. And at the end of the day, isn't that what the NFL really wants? The NFL doesn't want you to convert to their line of thinking. They just want you to get the shot. And it worked. So maybe that's the next step here for the NFL. And if I'm in the NFL office, I am pumping my chest today because it worked. It worked. Their rules got a guy in Ryan Tannehill who did not want to get vaccinated to get vaccinated. And that's the biggest issue we have right now as far as this thing is concerned, is people around the country that don't want to get vaccinated, and how do you force them to get vaccinated? And the NFL has figured it out better than everybody else. Shocker. By the way, Tannehill was asked about what his concerns with the vaccine were. I love Tannehill. You know Tannehill. He doesn't want any controversy. Tannehill was asked what his own concerns with the vaccine were. Here's what Ryan Tannehill said.
What was your biggest concern? I guess, why would you have chosen otherwise? Was it, you know, concern about after effects, or what was your rationale?
Yeah, I mean, I'm torn right now. Do I want to get into this? I'm going to pass. I just, you know, there's so many strong opinions on it, and you know, everyone has their own opinion on it, and I'll just leave it at that.
Good call, Ryan. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. 615-737-1025. Here's the question I'm going to ask the callers and the texters, and I'm going to ask Caroline on the other side. Do you have a problem with this? Do you have a problem with the NFL? I mean, they keep upping the ante as far as shaming you if you don't get this vaccine. I mean, they are upping the ante. You have to wear a mask when you stretch if you do not get this shot. Do you think this is good or bad for the NFL? Do you think it's a good idea? Because their idea is, if we force you, if we do everything but force you to get it, everybody except for just the staunchest of the staunch will get it, and that'll be good enough to have a safe season. 615-737-1025 is our phone number, 615-737-1025. Plus, I asked yesterday what Mike Tomlin was doing to have high vaccination rates in Pittsburgh that Mike Vrabel wasn't doing here. Now, we found out that Vrabel, you know, that the Titans are up to the 90% number. Now, I'll say this. They say they're getting to 90% now. I don't think they were there a couple days ago. I think they've gotten a lot of guys over the last couple of days to get the shots. Vrabel had something very interesting today where he kind of revealed his message to the team. So we'll get to that next too as well. 615-737-1025. We are live from the Wholesaling Studio, powered by RumbleOn.com. Again, training camp is open, and we got a lot of reaction from training camp to get into as well. 615-737-1025. The Blue Raider Blitz is rolling across the mid-state to a town near you. Led by Middle Tennessee Blue Raiders football coach Rick Stockstill, this community-wide event will be the guaranteed fun for the whole family. Each stops will include food, ticket giveaways, and a chance to mix and mingle with MTSU coaching staffs and Lightning. Later today, the tour will stop at Lee Victory Park in Smyrna from 6 to 8 p.m. For more information on where you can attend, head to goblueraiders.com/tour. Stillman and Company, it's ESPN 102.5 The Game, and we're streaming on the Game Nashville app.
Other than the protocols, any conversations in the midst of making that decision that help ease your mind, medical professionals, people that were brought into the team, what were the conversations like as you went through that process?
Yeah, there were a ton of conversations. You know, the team brought people in to talk to us, doctors to talk to us. There was a lot of conversations in the spring. I think our numbers were obviously lower in the spring with who was vaccinated. You know, had a ton of conversations in the spring, strong opinions about it as there are everywhere. And ultimately, I think, like you said, we almost 90% or close to 90% of the guys are either vaccinated or in process. So you kind of see what the trend is. And like I said, our hand was kind of forced if you didn't want to, you know, abide by all the hefty protocols.
Hey, I get it. I get it. Ryan Tannehill doesn't want to get the vaccine, but guess what? He doesn't want to have to deal with all the protocols either, so fine, I'll get the vaccine. And I think that's how a lot of this should be. You know, I mean, and that's just my personal opinion. I don't want to be the guy, Caroline, who says, this is my show. But, I mean, I kind of feel like if you're the NFL, you've tried to educate the players and say, hey, you know, make the right choice, see what's best. And some people won't do it. And so now you're, okay, you believe in this. The NFL believes in this. So now they're ramping it up to where you either got to get. I mean, I asked John Robinson today if a player on the bottom of the roster, if he's unvaccinated, would he take a vaccinated guy over a non-vaccinated guy? Let's take out all the coach talk and BS and everything. You think if there's a 51st spot on the roster, unvaccinated guy versus a vaccinated guy, you think Robinson's taking the unvaccinated guy?
No.
Okay. Robinson said, well, we'll do what's in the best interest of the football team. And
of course he's going to say that, though.
Right, exactly. Your thoughts on Tannehill basically admitting that the NFL coerced him into taking the vaccine. And I think it's good for the NFL. And I mean good for the NFL as in what the NFL wanted the outcome to be, the NFL's getting.
Well, I hate that it has come to the point where the NFL essentially has to force it, but that there's the NFL has no choice. If the NFL wants to have a season, if the NFL wants to avoid all of the annoying rescheduling and testing and protocols of last year, there is no way around it. So if Ryan Tannehill wants to be the starting quarterback for the Tennessee Titans and make millions of dollars, then that's what you have to do. And I understand, I hear the people that are saying it's their choice, it's their body. I understand, I hear you. But you give up certain rights when you work for a company. The NFL is a company. The NFL is a private company.
Yep.
So do I hate that it is has come to you do this and you don't have rules? You don't do this and you don't have rules? Yeah. I don't like that, but that's what it is. That's what it comes to. So if Ryan Tannehill, if you don't like getting the vaccine, sorry.
Yeah, I mean, the NFL doesn't want to bully people into doing this, but they're going to do it. Like, they, the NFL's decided, like, we don't want to bully you into getting this shot.
But you have
but
to.
We're going to.
And we, you
we're
have to
We're going to bully you into this. It was funny, though, because we were talking off-air before the show, and I said to you that if I'm the king of sports, right, I am mandating that in order to get into the stadium, you have to be vaccinated. And, I mean, you can you imagine how many Arkansas football fans would be mad if I said, hey, in order to get in at Arkansas, you in order to watch the Crimson Tide play football, you have to get your vaccine.
You would not be very popular in Tuscaloosa.
No, I would not, but I'm the king of sports, so I do whatever I want. And the truth is the owners are going to come to you and they're going to say, but Jared, if we do that, let's say the Titans stadium holds 67,000 people. So of that 75,000.
That's an easy number.
Of the 75,000, how many people there are probably not vaccinated? 30,000?
I don't know. In Nashville?
The Nashville numbers are okay.
Nashville numbers are okay.
But
I would say more than
football is, you know.
I would say more than half is vaccinated.
So 30,000 of 75,000.
That's about half-ish.
Okay. So maybe a little bit less than that, 25,000.
Less than half, yeah.
Okay, fine. 25,000 people are not vaccinated. And those owners are going to come to you and say, oh, my God, Jared, you're the king of sports, but those 25,000 tickets a game we're not going to sell are going to cost us millions and millions and millions of dollars. And I'm like, look, that's the price you're paying to society right now. Like, that's what you're paying. And I asked you, would you drive a less nice car if it meant 10% more of the American population? So that's 330 million people. So we're talking about 33 million people getting vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
But your car goes from what's a nice car to a not as nice car. And your response was?
I said, no, I like my car.
So that's how the owners, see, that's how the owners are going to feel about this. So the NFL is not going to mandate it for fans. Because the owners are not going to let them do it. They're not going to mandate it for players because technically they can't, but they're pretty much mandating it for players. And I think they should mandate it for fans. That's just my opinion. But again, that's my opinion. Now, you said the text line's mad at me.
Text line is very mad at you.
Text
yes.
line's driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Give me the maddest.
Well, I mean, okay, I'll just go from the top because I don't know if I can categorize
like
the maddest.
Get through. Give me the gist of what the maddest texters are mad about. Because all I said is that the NFL basically bullied Tannehill into getting the vaccine.
Here is one. Good for Tannehill. He called out these ridiculous oligarchs. Please quit pushing your narrative on the vaccine. Why is it okay for you to push your narrative but not okay for Tannehill?
I mean, Tannehill is pushing his narrative, right? His narrative is, I don't want to get it, but I got it because the league won't let me operate otherwise. That's his story, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the narrative. That's his story.
I think the texter is in reference to Tannehill's final comment that we aired about I'm not going to say why I didn't want to get vaccinated.
Tannehill can say whatever he wants. To be honest with you, I kind of wanted to. This is going to sound crazy. People are going to think that I wanted Tannehill to share what his real concerns were when he backed off and he said, I probably don't want to go down that route, but I'll just say, you know, I had some. This is going to sound nuts. People are going to think that I wanted Tannehill to say it because then we could go on and say, how dumb is this that Tannehill? I kind of wanted to know what he thinks. Like, I find Tannehill to be a very thoughtful guy. Like, when all that social justice stuff happened last year, Tannehill was front and center. And I find Tannehill, you listen to his answers, you know, on the mic, you listen, you see the way that, you know, the media was trying to start a quarterback controversy 2 years ago, and it was Tannehill who raised his hand and said, I'm the backup quarterback here. I mean, Tannehill is a very thoughtful guy. And everybody that's ever been around Tannehill just loves the man. So I kind of wanted to know what his concerns were. So when I'm sitting here saying, like, you know, good for Ryan, like, yeah, if Ryan Tannehill had come out and said something like, well, I read that the microchipping and Bill Gates, and if he had done that, like, yeah, we probably would have mocked him. Like, because it's kind of ridiculous. But, you know, if Tannehill had said, hey, you know, it's not FDA approved or all the excuses that we get or whatever, like, if he had said it, then, you know, we probably would have discussed it. But he's entitled to say whatever he wants to say. I was talking today to somebody about, you know, the question I asked John Robinson about, you know, would you cut a you know, bottom of the roster unvaccinated player to keep a vaccinated player? And somebody said, well, you had to know he wasn't really going to answer the question. I go, look, man, I can't ask you a question for your answer. I can only ask you I can only ask a man what he thinks about something, and then he can tell me whatever he wants to think. I mean, those are his words, not my words. So, I mean, I guess that's my way of saying, like, I know Tannehill would have gotten mocked for whatever he said his concerns were. And I think that's maybe an issue that we have in the country, is that people have legitimate concerns because they hear things that they think they can trust. They don't know what to trust. And so when you don't know what to trust, and it, you know, it's Facebook is just, you know, Johnny on Facebook now matters as much as, you know, whatever. But I get it and I understand it. But I kind of just wanted to know, like, you know, what were his concerns there? That's all I'm saying. What else we got?
This one's just mean.
Give it to me.
Eat poop, Jared. You just lost a listener, you sissy boy sheep.
What did I say, though? Like, here's my thing. What did I say? Other than the NFL essentially bullied Ryan Tannehill into getting the vaccine, and that's what the NFL wants. Like, I mean, here's the thing. If we all sat in a room, Jared, Ryan Tannehill, and Roger Goodell, and I said, hey, I think you bullied you into getting the vaccine, and I think that's what you wanted.
I think
Tannehill would have said, yep, that's what happened. And I think Goodell would have said, yep, that's what happened.
Cool. Pleasure doing business
so
with you.
So what did I say that was so controversial?
I mean, maybe the texter will tell us.
I mean, I don't get it. Like, I'm being honest. I understand people are not going to like the guy
people
who says.
People don't like it.
That I get it. I understand people are not going to like the guy who says that if I was the king of sports, you'd have to get your shot in order to go into a stadium. I get it. I understand there are people that, I have friends who are vaccinated who aren't going to like that. I get it. But I'm king of sports, so I get to make the rules. By the way, this is a country where there are no kings. That's why the country was founded. I'm aware of that. This is a hypothetical situation as if I were the king of sports.
So there is no King Handsome. We can acknowledge that.
I am
that.
King Handsome.
You are not.
But not king of sports.
Not
but
in this democracy.
If I was the king of sports, sports would be a lot better place. If I was king of sports, you know the first thing I'm doing if I'm king of sports?
What?
I'm telling Texas and Oklahoma to get the bleep back
get
to the Big 12.
Get out of here. Stay in your lane.
615-737-1025 is our phone number. We'll get back to some of these colorful texts. 615-737-1025. And coming up next here on the program, Mike Vrabel. When we talked about, you know, some of these coaches and can they get through to players and what, Mike Vrabel shares his message to the team. And you'll never guess who got him to give it. Oh, that's next. Stillman and Company right here, ESPN 1025. The game. Hiller Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical. Those are my guys. Boy, I'm glad I have Hiller because it is hot outside. So I hope you don't have any AC problems. And if you do, first people you got to call, Hiller. They take great care of you. I know this because they take great care of me. Also, because it's Home of the Free, this month, Long Hiller is celebrating the summer with free grilling must-haves when you make those home improvements, like a free Yeti Tundra cooler with the purchase of a new tankless water heater, a free Traegerwood pellet grill with the purchase of a new whole home generator, a free Traegerwood pellet grill with the purchase of select new HVAC systems. Their work is backed by the Happy You'll Be or Services Free Guarantee, and I guarantee you will be happy because I know how Hiller works. These deals are only happening this month, so make sure you call today. Hiller Plumbing Heating, Cooling and Electrical, proud supporters of the Predators and the Vols. Hiller, call the Happy Face Truck today.
John Robinson told us before practice today that it was 90% vaccination rate for the team. Your thoughts on that number? And then noticed you were wearing a mask and stretch also. Have you made a decision, you know, one way or another on the vaccine yourself?
Yeah, it's a high number. You know, you look around and almost everybody's either been vaccinated or in process. I'm currently in process right now, so that's where it's at. But yeah, I think the NFL has kind of made it clear what they want to happen. And if you don't fall in line, they're kind of trying to make your life kind of miserable with all the protocols. So I think you're seeing the trend is that most guys are getting vaccinated.
There you go. That was Ryan Tannehill today. Again, Tannehill will have to wear a mask and a little red bracelet to indicate that he is in the vaccine protocol until he becomes fully vaccinated. And then he can wander around with everybody else and not wear a mask and things that people are very, 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 very excited about. Apparently, the text line Caroline is still really mad at me, but I do want to say this. Mike Vrabel, and I asked this question yesterday, and I said, what is Mike Tomlin and Nick Saban saying to their team that Mike Vrabel, this was when we were making the assumption that the vaccination rates for the Titans weren't good. As of today, John Robinson said they were 90%, so they are good.
Mm-hmm.
But what were those guys saying to their team that Mike Vrabel, who we thought was the kind of guy to get through to the players, that Mike Vrabel wasn't saying? And so today I asked him about that, you know, just saying, hey, you know, so, or not exactly what his message was, but his thoughts on Tannehill deciding to get the vaccine. Here's what Vrabel said. Take a listen.
Ryan said that the key, and I know you want to spend yesterday on the vaccinations, but Ryan told us he got his and that he did it because he thinks it's important to be around the guys. He thinks it's important to be in the lunchrooms, in the meeting rooms, things like that. How important is that kind of for you that even though he's got his own concerns, he ultimately decided that he wanted to be with his teammates?
Well, I think what's important is that he felt comfortable enough to make the decision. You know, I think that's the first thing. You know, the big thing that I told, you know, the entire team last night was, you know, this isn't necessarily about a vaccine. This isn't about masks. This isn't about social distance. This isn't about a fine or cameras. This is about us being responsible to each other to keep people safe, to keep our family safe, to keep our team safe, our teammates. And so, at the end of the day, whatever your decision is, you have to we all have to live with it, but we have to make sure that we're not making decisions for ulterior reasons, that we're doing it to keep people safe, and that if I choose to get the vaccine, I still have to be conscious of my safety and what I'm doing. And if I don't, then I really have to. Then I have a responsibility to wear my mask and be socially distant, but function and do your job here at work. So I think that's the most important thing. It's not, you know, following the protocols so that we don't get the fine. It's following the protocols or getting vaccinated to keep each other safe and take care of one another.
That is really well said. I not only think it's really well said, I think the message was very clear from Vrabel there, which was there is no fudging of this.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't do this, you now have to go out of your way. There is no, hey, man, I hate that these are the rules, but,
right,
you know, we'll let you go do whatever you want to do. Kind of. No, Vrabel's not doing that.
Yeah.
And I think that was a really important message, especially after last year when the Pittsburgh game happened and the Titans had their outbreak. And, I mean, there was, I think, a lot of people. I think there were a lot of people who were very, very concerned with how the Titans were acting inside their facility. I mean, there were fingers pointed. We were hearing Vrabel and Robinson suspended for the year, maybe, it was so bad. And Robinson and Vrabel went on the aggressive against that, you know, saying, no, that's not what happened. And I understand. I would say that I think that Vrabel made it clear to the players that there is no fudging of this. If you really don't believe in this thing, don't get it. But if you don't believe in it, you will have to go the extra mile for everything. And I think that's another thing where the NFL can sit back and high-five each other and say, hey, this is what we wanted. This is what we wanted. The NFL is getting what they want. Shocking. The league that always gets what they want is also now getting what they want. Breaking news, people. The NFL is going to get what they want. They want the players to be vaccinated. And not all players are going to get vaccinated. I mean, Ron Rivera came out yesterday and talked about in Washington, a guy who is recovering from leukemia and is saying it's very personal to him that they have very low vaccination rates. I mean, everybody's tugging on different strings here. But clearly it worked for the Titans to be at 90% and to have Tannehill and what looked like today, not that I went through and said, okay, this one's got a mask on, this one doesn't have a mask on. It seems like most of the star players are pretty much vaccinated.
Yeah, and I think the important part of that is, like, is Vrabel coming out and saying, look, I hear you. You're nervous, you're scared, you don't agree with it for some reason. I hear you. I'm with you. But we need you. And we can't have you at the level to where we need you to be. You can't be the leader that we need you to be for this team if you don't do this for us. You make a lot of money doing what you do and doing it successfully for this team. So we need you to do this. And if you are Ryan Tannehill or another player on the team or another NFL player on another team hearing that, I think I would have a really hard time saying, I still don't want it.
What's our text line say here? Has the text line cooled off a little bit, or is the text line still mad?
Well, the text line is still mad, but there are a couple of people who
delivered,
kinda...
by the way, let me say, delivered by WilsonCountyHunter.com.
Yes. Aaron texts into the text line and says, of all the controversial things Jared says, I find this to be one of the things he's right on. And his take on this was nearly middle of the road. If you're going to stop listening because he didn't take a polarizing position on this topic, then go find a shock jock.
I mean, I don't think this is a obviously it's a polarizing topic. I don't think that it, like, I didn't take a side. I mean, I take a side that I guess I'm for the vaccine. I don't think what you can do with anything in America is I don't think you can tell anybody they have to this, period.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can say you have to or. So, for example, if I was a public university, I would say, as a student or a teacher, in order for you to teach at the University of Jared Stillman State, you have to be vaccinated, and if you're not vaccinated, you can do online learning. Like, that's it. Like, so you have your choice, or...
You don't have to do it.
No, but you can't be on my campus. You can't be on Jared Stillman State University. And that's how I feel about it. I mean, I heard somebody say yesterday that, you know, if you're over 65 or you're overweight, you should get the vaccine. And I thought in my head, what about Phil Valentine? What about legendary conservative Nashville talk radio host Phil Valentine? He's not 65. He's not overweight. Or at least last time I was not overweight. And Phil Valentine right now is fighting for his life. And his brother is out there doing news hits on TV telling people to get vaccinated and that's what Phil Valentine wants. And Phil Valentine is a very conservative talk host. And he's telling people, hey, you know, Phil wants people to go out and get vaccinated. Phil's not over 65. Phil's not overweight. And now here's where Phil Valentine is. So, I just don't want people to die. And I hate that we live in a society where people are angry. And this has turned into such a you can't tell me what to do kind of thing all the time. I mean, I'm a little tired of the you can't tell me what to do stuff. You know, the you can't tell me what to do. Like, I have bosses. Guess what? They tell me what to do. Now, there are certain freedoms that I have, you know, whatever. But I believe in freedom. But at the same time, I mean, I mean, I'm sure the opinion's not for everybody, but to say that I have a middle of the road take, I don't think this is a middle of the road take. I mean, I said if I was the king of sports, I wouldn't let you enter a stadium if you weren't vaccinated. I don't think that's a middle of the road take. But whatever, that's on there. What else we got?
One texter texts into the text line and says the NFL has made it nearly impossible to not get the vaccine. You get it or you're an outcast and at too much of a disadvantage to be competitive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they are, that's their, they are bullying you to get the vaccine and they don't care that that's what they're doing. They are bullying you if you're a player to get it and they don't care. And guess what? I don't care that they don't care. I mean, the thing that I don't like in life is when people lie to you. When they lie and then it's like, oh yeah. So what I really said was, and they misrepresent it. The NFL's not misrepresenting anything. They want to make your life hell if you don't get the shot. That's what they want to do. And it worked. And Tannehill got it. That's what they want. So I don't, hey, the NFL's up front with you. That's all I care about. Just be honest with me. The NFL's up front. We got doctors that won't be honest. We got TV channels that won't be honest. We got Facebook that won't be honest. But at least, you know, the NFL is keeping it real. The NFL's telling you, no, 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 no. This is how we're at. 615-737-1025 is our phone number, 615-737-1025. We'll hit the headlines with Caroline coming up next. This Friday, it's your chance to participate in the Nashville SC Pick to Click, brought to you by Camarena Tequila. If you guess correctly which player scores a goal in the game this Sunday, you win a prize pack and a four-pack of tickets to an upcoming Nashville SC home game. Participate this Friday morning at 9:45 a.m. Stillman & Company, we are delivered by TriStar Moving. It's ESPN 1025 The Game. Still in a company delivered by TriStar Moving, ESPN 1025 The Game. We'll get to headlines with Caroline in a second. However, we do have a text message to get to that I wanted you to read.
Yes. Andrew texts into the text line. And
again, the topic is that the NFL bullied Ryan Tannehill into getting vaccinated.
Yes. And you said if you were the king of sports, you would not allow anyone into stadiums unless they were vaccinated.
Yep.
And Andrew texts into the text line and says, my two club level seats in Section 231 would sit empty all year. You can make up silly rules and deal with the financial consequences. I can let them sit empty forever.
So let me follow this. And this, you read this to me. I was like, wait a minute, what? So I hate you, NFL. I have two season tickets that I'm not going to let anybody sit in because I'm going to continue to buy my season tickets and not go to the games because screw you, NFL.
And you can reap the consequences of the season tickets that I still pay for.
Struggling with the logic on this.
Like, I get it if people don't feel great about it. I get it. You are entitled to your opinion. You can have your thoughts, whatever. That just doesn't make sense.
Well,
let your season tickets sit empty.
I'm trying to think. Like, so I'm a Preds season ticket holder.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to think about all the money I spend with the Predators on top of being a season ticket holder. Because when we go to the game, like, we're going to eat at the game. We're going to drink some beers at the game. We're going to, you know, like,
have fun, spend some money, whatever.
We're going to spend some money, going to drink some beers, going to eat some food, going to have a good time, you know, knock yourself out. That is a lot of money. You know, like, it is a lot of money that I spend going to the game, spending it on it. But I don't think it's as much as I spend on the tickets.
No.
I mean, I don't think it's that close.
I don't think that the NFL or the NHL or any league in sports makes the majority of their revenue off of concessions.
I do want to say this before we get to headlines with Caroline.
Mm-hmm.
Alex Walsh last night, she went to Harpeth Hall, which is like right across the street, you know, from the, well, I don't want to say where it's across the street from.
It's in Nashville.
It is very close to Nashville. Harpeth Hall, you know, was in my league. Alex Walsh last night. I mean, I was screaming at the TV watching her relay and literally finished less than like a tenth of a second behind for the silver medal last night. She almost got the gold last night, and I had to tweet in all caps because I was so excited. I was screaming at the TV watching it, rooting for her, that she did us all proud. So I don't know if anybody that's listening right now knows Alex Walsh or the Harpeth Hall community or whatever, but just know that I think Alex Walsh did us incredibly proud last night in the Olympics. It's time now for headlines with Caroline.
We're spanning the sports world. It's headlines with Caroline on Stillman and Company, right here on Nashville's best sports talk,
ESPN
1025 The Game and the Game Nashville app.
So Deshaun Watson has been cleared to participate in training camp, to participate in practice. And the general manager, Nick Caserio, of the Houston Texans have said that Deshaun Watson being there has been no problem at all. Says he has not been a distraction, very professional about everything, just like all the guys who have been here. It has been business as usual. And to what I say to that, Deshaun Watson should be the one that is participating in like business as usual, because he's very, very lucky to have a job right now. And back to our point yesterday, maybe the day before, of Deshaun Watson saying that he still wants to get traded, I don't think he really has grounds to say that at this point. But happy to hear that everything at Texans training camp is going smooth sailing.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't know what the Texans do here.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not here to knock on. I mean, I think the Texans are a poorly run organization. I'm not sure this is their fault. I mean, like, the way this has all played out, you know, is Deshaun not happy there? Sure. But I don't think it's their fault that Deshaun Watson is being accused of sexual assault by like 30 different women. Mm-hmm. I think this is a really tough spot for Caserio to be in. I think it's a very tough spot for David Culley to be in.
I think it's a very tough spot also for Roger Goodell.
I think I'd send Deshaun Watson home. Like, I think I'd tell him, like, hey, you don't want to be here. We don't want you here. Like, just go home. We'll pay you, collect your checks. Hopefully the league will suspend you so we don't have to pay you. But, like, go home. Because what they can't have is they can't have him get hurt. Like, that's the one thing they can't afford to have happen is for Deshaun Watson to get hurt. But you do that, then maybe the player hates you even more. So I don't know.
What do you think he's doing at training camp? We are not in Houston. We do not go to the Texans training camp. But I do wonder, is he taking snaps? Is he playing at quarterback? Is he out there on the field just as a presence? Because there could be a possibility that he is the starting quarterback of the Houston Texans.
Yeah, I do wonder how much more he did at practice today than I did at practice today, mm-hmm. honestly.
And I mean, take all the legal proceedings aside.
But he doesn't want to be there.
He doesn't want to be there, and right. He is a massive investment for the Houston Texans that could potentially get massive return for the Texans. I'm kind of with you that I'm not going to risk my investment during practice when you may or may not even play.
Do you think he should drop the Johnny Tough Guy routine? Like, I'm still going to get traded. I don't want to be here. Screw the Texans.
Yes.
You think he should just sit this one out and like, you know what? Hey, I know I didn't want to be here, but I'm here now. So let's play quarterback for the Texans. And I hope that he doesn't get suspended so he can play football this year and then maybe get cleared and then maybe go somewhere else.
If he didn't have any sort of issues legally, then I would say, you know what, Deshaun Watson, no, good for you. Hold your own. You're not happy in this team. You don't feel appreciated. You deserve to go where you feel like you can be your best quarterback.
I was on his side.
I was on his side before all of this came out.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And then all of this came out. And
not
now,
on his side.
Now I'm like, Deshaun,
see you, Deshaun. Yeah, I'm with you. I'm
cut
off his side.
Cut it out.
At that point, I'm off his side. I was on his side. Now I'm off his side.
You have no right to say that you want to be traded when you don't even know 6 months from now if you will be in a football jersey or if you will be in prison.
Absolutely. What's next?
So Kelvin Benjamin, originally a wide receiver, he was drafted, I want to say, in the first round by the Carolina Panthers in 2014.
He ate his way to the tight end position, right?
Yes. Okay. So he was originally a wide receiver, didn't really work out, kind of got bounced around to different teams, tried to make a comeback in the NFL as a tight end. The Giants signed him, went to training camp, and they cut him before he even completed a full practice in training camp today. So,
is it because he's too fat?
I don't know why. I don't think the Giants were willing to come out and say, hey, fatty, go home.
Teams do say that, though, sometimes.
Well,
I mean, clearly failed his conditioning test, right? Like, that's...
It just says, converted wide receiver, was trying to make a comeback. He was signed by the Giants after a tryout, and they sent him home before he even completed a full practice. The Giants didn't come out and say exactly why. What we know right now, the Giants have not explained exactly why, but Kelvin Benjamin will not be a New York Giant this year.
Sounds kind of sketchy. And here's why it sounds sketchy, at least in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Because you are basically de-dignifying a guy that way. I mean, to cut
saying,
him...
hey, fatty.
I mean, to cut him, like, before a practice is over, like, that's some pretty serious
and
stuff.
It really doesn't hurt you to let him just complete a week? Say, hey?
Well, maybe a week, but, like, if you know the guy can't play, fine, I get it. You know the guy can't play, so then you don't want him to get hurt and then have to owe him money. But it's another thing in the middle of a practice to, like, basically
fire him. Come here. Pack your bags. You're going home.
Like, we've had people that have been let, you know, like, you've had people in your life that have been let go. But we know that there are, like, the people who get fired, like, on the spot. Those are two totally different things. Mm-hmm. Sounds like he got fired on the spot. What's next?
So some non-NFL training camp news. Originally, when all of the NIL things became legal in the NCAA, the Heisman Trust came out and said, we are more than happy to welcome Reggie Bush back into the Heisman family if the NCAA were to reinstate Reggie Bush's status from the 2005 season. But most recently, an NCAA spokesperson came out and said, although college athletes can now receive benefits from their name, images, and likenesses through activities like endorsements, appearances, so on and so forth, the NCAA infractions process exists to promote fairness in college sports, essentially saying that the NCAA will not allow Reggie Bush to get his Heisman back. So that was the biggest story after NIL came out. It was, okay, well, what about Reggie Bush? So NCAA said, we're nixing the Reggie Bush talk. We will not honor that 2005 season, and he will not receive his Heisman back.
I think Reggie Bush is the – I think he's kind of the – I think he's the collateral damage to we don't want to go back on every single thing that we took away and give it back. And I brought up with you, if you're going to give Reggie his Heisman back, you're going to give the Louisville Hookers their championship back?
Okay, different. Hookers are illegal.
Doesn't matter.
Does it not matter?
It's an NCAA violation. Same thing.
And I think that Reggie Bush is kind of the poster child for all of this,
sure,
of NCAA violations, taking away championships.
But if
Heisman,
you change
trophies,
it for one,
whatever,
then you have to change it for everybody.
That's the thing. That's the thing, is if you set a precedent if you tell Reggie Bush that he can get his Heisman back. Because once Reggie Bush gets his Heisman back, Louisville's knocking on the door. Every other team that has received Tennessee, knocking on the door. Bruce Pearl's going to say, hey, can I go back to Tennessee yet? Can I get my possible championships back?
I think Bruce is happy where he is.
I know, but you get my point.
I get your point.
Yes.
I will say this. Louisville has already sued the Louisville basketball players that lost their... They've already sued the NCAA over this. Mm-hmm. They had Morgan & Morgan for the people represent them. I'm sure Morgan & Morgan would love to jump right back on board if they change the rules for Reggie Bush. Those are headlines with Caroline.
Also, texters have sent in developments that apparently Kelvin Benjamin got into an on-field incident involving a coach and a GM and was released on the spot.
Yeah, that's probably going to
be... There you go. That explains it. That'll do it.
Again, that's what gets you fired on the spot. ESPN 102.5 The Game is bringing you Nashville's best coverage of the Titans training camp presented by Farm Bureau Health Plans and the Cut Truck Mobile, Nashville's new barbershop on wheels. You have control of time and place. Book your appointment at thecuttruckmobile.org. Hey, I give that a chance. You know, just get it, boom, done right there. They come to you. Sounds pretty good to me. Speaking of training camp, I have five big takeaways from today at practice. We will reveal those next. Stillman & Company, CSP and 102.5 The Game, and we're streaming on the Game Nashville app.